working in more than one care home. He's described it as a great frustration, adding his primary concern was saving lives. At one point, though, he seemed to snap back at lawyer Rajiv Menon, who was reading out a WhatsApp exchange with Minister Helen Whateley.
Lots of MPs were pushing on this during last week's debates. Do you see that?
Of course I can see it. I can read. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Rishi Sunak says he'll issue renewed calls for sustained humanitarian pauses in Gaza after fighting resumed. A week-long pause in hostilities ended this morning after Hamas released dozens of hostages and Israel set free Palestinian prisoners. The King has warned the world remains dreadfully far off track in key climate targets. Opening the COP28 summit in Dubai, he said the dangers of global warming are no longer distant risks. ASLEF train drivers have voted overwhelmingly to continue striking for the next 6 months in their long-running dispute over pay. Members have begun a week-long overtime ban. Simon Weller from the union claims to be in a different position to the RMT, though, who accepted a pay deal yesterday.
The RMT had a revised offer, which they put to their members, and the members accepted it. We haven't had a revised offer to put to our members. If they would actually meet us, then perhaps we could get it resolved.
In sports, Everton have formally lodged an appeal against their 10-point deduction. The club's been found to have broken Premier League financial rules. And you might get a musical surprise when you send your Christmas cards. Royal Mail's launched those special singing postboxes in London, Swansea, Glasgow and Belfast. They start to play a tune when you drop a letter through the slot. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks very much, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
A singing postbox, whatever next.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this afternoon is still bright and sunny here in Brentwood. I'm delighted to say that. Let's hope it continues like that for the rest of the afternoon. A high of 4 degrees, going down to -3 tonight. Sunny intervals throughout a lot of the day tomorrow, but a high of just 2 throughout the day. It's going to feel very chilly. And then -3 tomorrow night. A day of light rain with some sunny intervals in the afternoon on Sunday. High of 5 and a low of 1. And then looking at throughout the week next week, it's certainly getting warmer, particularly towards the end of the week. 9 degrees for Thursday and Friday next week. But earlier on next week, there could be some snow or sleet around. But generally, fairly wet and drizzly sort of weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And if you've just joined us, great to have your company with us. If you've been with us all the way from the beginning, well, you deserve a medal, don't you, really? But you'll be taking part in the competition either by sending in to me or just working it out with yourself wherever you are. It's lovely to hear from you if you're taking part. And so far, we've had two people. We've had Charlie Birchill from Simple Minds, and then we've had Rita Ora. So there's still time to send in answers for them if you would like to as well. But they've... Third person that we've got here today, bit of an icon as far as being a drummer is concerned. His actually full name is Beverly Bevan, but he's known as Bev Bevan, an English rock musician who was a drummer and one of the original members of The Move in 1966, then joined the Electric Light Orchestra, and after the end of ELO in 1986, he then founded ELO part two, but he's also been drummer for Black Sabbath during the Born Again tour, and later played a percussion on the Eternal Idol album in 1987. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017 as a member of the Electric Light Orchestra. So how old is Bev Bevan? We're going to hear the ELO from 1979, Diary of Horace Wimp, which was a UK number 8 and Ireland number 10. It was the second release from their album, A Discovery. The album itself was a UK number 1, and also, I don't know if it's surprising or not, number 1 in Argentina, Australia and Norway. So, how old do we think is Bev Bevan? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
Monday. Late again today. He'd be in trouble, though he'd say he was sorry. He'd have to hurry out to the bus.
Tuesday.
Horace was so sad. He'd never had a girl that he could care for. And if it was late once more, he'd be out. Uh-oh. Don't be afraid. Just knock on the door. Well, he just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a voice from above said, Horace Wimp, this is your life. Now I'll find this other way.
Every last second of that there, that was ELO and Diary of Horace Wynn. Thank you for those who've taken part in the competition today. We'll find out who our winner happens to be as we'll go through this and we go through the answers. So it's Chris and Bob in Harlow, Tim here in the studio, Patrick in Gatestone, and Catherine here in the studio as well with just one answer for us. But that's okay. Good. So we'll go through this. And Tim, what we'll ask you for your answer when we get to it, so that's okay. So we started off with Charlie Burchill from Simple Minds, guitarist, but as we learned as well, multi-instrumentalist, been with the band right from the beginning. So Chris thought 65, Bob 64, Tim
64.
64 as well, and Patrick 66. He is in fact 64. So there we are. Much excitement here in the studio. So it's 3 points if you get it absolutely right, and 1 point if you are the closest. So that means both Tim and Bob are with 3 points for that. We then went to Rita Ora, and we asked how old you thought she is. Chris thought 31, Bob 32, Tim...
I'm going 35, Patrick.
And Patrick thought 31. She is, in fact, 33. So that's 1 point there for Bob with that. So, because he was the closest. So well done with that. So we then come on to the final one here, Bev Bevan, and we can put Catherine in on that one as well, because it's the only one that Catherine was hearing, listening to in the car. So the only one she heard the clues and said, "Oh, I'm not having a go at the others because I didn't hear the clues," but why not? Chris, I thought for Bev Bevan, 75, Bob, 77, Tim...
I'll go 73, Patrick.
Patrick thought 77, and Catherine?
I also thought 75.
75. Bev Bevan is, in fact, 79 years old. So that means he must have been a bit older than you thought, Tim, when he started. So that means that today, we have Chris in Harlow without bothering the scoreboard here today. We've got... 1 point for Patrick in Ingatestone, 3 points for Tim in the studio here, but our winner today with 5 points is Bob in Harlow. But congratulations to everybody who's taken part in today. It's all much appreciated. So we'll just have a little recap with Tim here for those who've just joined us. And, of course, it's all been recorded, so everything Tim was talking about you'll be able to catch on the show recording anyway. And I must thank you all, any of you who've listened to the show recordings over the last month. Record numbers of people checking out the shows in the last month, and I've been doing the shows for 12 years, so that's pretty good for that. So thank you for that. Very easy to check out the recordings as well. They're simply on the show blog, which show blog itself be up this evening, and the recordings this week probably added sort of like Sunday evening, but sometimes quicker than that. So Tim, what were we chatting about earlier?
Patrick, we were talking about Advent and the run-up to Christmas, really.
Right, okay. And for those we want to entice to listen to, just a bit more of interest about what we kind of like were saying about it.
I think if you want one thing to take away, Patrick, it would be let the magic of the story of Christmas inspire you to go deeper with God.
Okay, that sounds very good. Thank you very much for that, Tim. Patrick, in Ingatestone, you didn't win today, but nonetheless, you asked for a particular track. You asked for Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight, and this got an interesting release history with this song as well. It came out in 1978 originally, USA number 16 and number 3 in France, released again in 88, where it was top 10 in 4 countries. You'll notice not in the UK with any of those. Only charted in the UK in 1991, when it was released as a live version, and then it made number 30. Well, thanks for asking for that, Patrick. Eric Clapton and Wonderful Tonight. 18 minutes after 2 here on a Friday lunchtime. Don't forget, Joe will be along with Drive at 3. A great show, as always. And then Daniel will be along at 6 with a whole mix of music from across all kinds of genres and various parts of the world as well. So that should be really interesting.
Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
And don't forget, of course, you can check out all of our programmes in the Brentwood Gazette, where there is the full schedule of all of the programmes that we have here, together with a feature item about all that's been happening on here, and usually a focus on one of the shows as well. It's all be there. So delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio here by Catherine from the Kids Inspire. So good afternoon, Catherine. Thanks for coming.
Good afternoon, Patrick. Thank you very much for inviting me along.
So, for people who've never heard of Kids Inspire, could we just have a little brief about what is Kids Inspire?
Sure. Kids Inspire is a children's mental health charity. We're based in Chelmsford. We've got an office in Great Baddow, but we work across the whole of Essex, and we mostly provide therapy for young people with emerging mental health problems via the art. So, through play, through drama, through art itself. Mostly one-to-one therapy.
Right, so, and where is all that based?
Well, we work from our centre in Great Baddow, but we also send our therapists to visit schools and meet with children in family centres across the whole of Essex.
And has the work grown over the years?
It has indeed, yes. I think in particular since COVID, we've seen increasing numbers being referred to the service, yeah.
Right, okay. So any idea sort of how many these days?
Last year we worked with over 3,500 families. So we're just getting some new figures together, and that will be updated soon on our website. If you're interested, you could take a look at www.kidsinspire.org.uk.
So that is a phenomenally large number of families, isn't it?
It is. There's a great demand for the service, yeah.
And how long periods do you tend to work with the children for?
Every case is assessed separately, and the minimum number of sessions is usually around 30. But it depends on the complexity of the case. It can be many more.
Yeah. So, but that's quite. That's a long engagement, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. And we also offer a mentoring service. So for children who are previously received therapy or get referred to us, and perhaps we feel they don't need therapy. We recruit members of the public and we train them to be mentors for young people. We link them with one young person, and they usually meet up once a week or once a fortnight for a period of at least 6 months. So we offer that support as well.
Right. And so what kind of age groups are we talking about?
We work with young people from very, very young, actually, around 4 years old, up to 18 or further if they have a special education need. Yeah.
Wow. Any number of how many schools this has been out touching?
I would say there are a group of 15 schools within Brentwood area, but I would say across the whole county, I don't know how many schools there are, but we could be working with them.
Absolutely.
As a member of the fundraising team, I'm not involved with the schools.
No, but it's just interesting to give a picture of how both how widespread the work is, how many you're working with, and of course the ongoing need.
Yeah.
And would you say that's got more, say, post-COVID?
Definitely, yeah. More young people suffering from anxiety. A lot of young people haven't actually returned into full-time education, and we're trying to work with them to help them. And there's also a backlog in the NHS with a diagnosis for neurodiverse conditions, and we've having a lot of referrals for children with those kind of problems as well to help support them and their families.
Yeah, so this is clearly very significant and important work.
So
we're going to talk about fundraising, and we're talking about particularly about the Christmas appeal. But people are always interested to know these kind of things. So does the money come just from individuals, or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, so fundraising is always a challenge for charities and an ongoing challenge. Kids Inspire receives no central government funding. We do have some contracts with Essex County Council. We have the contract to support all children who are in care. So that's foster children and adopted children and the families that are looking after them. But the rest of our work really does, a lot of our work depends on applying for grants. So, for example, the Essex Community Foundation has funded us in the past. We've had successful applications with the lottery and Children in Need, those kinds of big schemes. Family foundations, corporate foundations. My particular role is a corporate fundraiser, so I'm always looking for businesses that might like to form a partnership with the charity or work with the charity in some other way, hold an event for us, something like that. We also like schools to support us if they can, perhaps through a fundraising day. And we work within the community as well. So groups like the Rotary Clubs and the Round Table Clubs support us as well. So we have strong links with them too.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's fascinating to hear, and good to hear that there's this wider support and the acknowledgement that there's something really important going on here.
Yes. I mean, we also put on our own events, and we also run challenges, fundraising challenges. So one example of that is we're running a cycle challenge from Essex to Amsterdam next June. Details of that are on our website as well. We're open to all suggestions and ideas of anyone who wants to raise any money for us, because we're always competing, you know, with other charities and other demands, other voices that are louder than ours, you know, international disasters and there's a lot going on in the world.
Absolutely,
at the moment,
it's always the case, is that any charity, it's always fundraising is important, and keeping that profile up there as well.
Yeah,
great.
Sure.
So Christmas appeal, tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so for the last 14 years, Kids Inspire has been running a Christmas appeal. Last year we had 1,600 nominations. This year we already have more than 2,000. So I think that is a reflection on the cost of living crisis. So we receive nominations from schools and from social workers for children who they are aware are not going to have a good Christmas, the families are facing hardship. And we welcome donations of gifts, of donations of cash, and also of hampers. So how can you practically get involved and make a difference here? If you'd like to buy a gift, and we do ask for new gifts for the children of a value of approximately £10 to £20, you can select something and deliver it to our office in Great Baddow. The address is on our website, and I'll repeat the address for that later. You can buy a gift and drop it in between 9 and 5 any day next week, Monday to Friday. We're actually open tomorrow from 10 till 12 as well. That's on Saturday. You could also visit our website and buy an item from our Amazon wish list, in which case that will be delivered by Amazon, so you won't have to make the journey to bring a gift to us. Or you can donate some cash. We have a donate button on our website, and we will use that to buy wrapping paper to cover the cost of actually running the appeal, because you can imagine it's quite a large operation. There's a lot of admin involved. We are particularly in urgent need this year of presents for teenagers, of arts and crafts gifts, of sensory toys, and of wrapping paper. Then I also mentioned that we collect hampers, and these are food hampers. We've started to do this in the last few years because we realised that a lot of families were finding it difficult to feed their children. There's a specific list on our website of what we would like the hamper to contain. They are items that are real Christmas treats, really, you know, not the kind of items that families could get from food banks. I should say for the toys, we ask them please to be unwrapped. And then we have volunteers who come to our offices. They receive a nomination sheet for a child, and if there's more than one child in a family, we always give to the siblings as well. So the nomination sheet will say the age of the child and their interests. They will then select a few gifts, and they will wrap them, and they'll put them in a gift bag, and they will then be delivered back to the school. So the school then distributes the gifts to the children and to the families.
Right. This is a major operation, isn't it, Catherine?
It really is, actually. And we definitely couldn't do it without the generosity of members of the public donating to the appeal, and also the lovely volunteers who come and wrap and deliver the gifts.
Yeah. Great. Good. You said you've got a story or something that you could read for us.
Yes.
Can I just hold that off for you for a second, simply because we need to do our travel update. And so we'll just do that, and then we'll come back with you in a minute.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look at what's happening locally with the travel at this time. It's quite busy in the centre of Billericay, busier than it was an hour ago, particularly now down by the school there as well. If we go along to Shenfield, round by the station, there's some traffic there. Wilson's Corner has built up considerably in the last hour in the centre here of Brentwood. So if you're going through Wilson's Corner, just beware of the difficulties with that. Now, very busy around the Brook Street roundabout, approaching it from every direction, coming off the motorway both ways, and also joining it in every single direction as well. If we go up further onto the motorway and see how things are doing, it's much easier at the M11 junction now than it was earlier on. You'll be pleased to know about that if you're heading that particular way. If we go down towards the tunnel and the bridge, I have to tell you now, it's incredibly busy actually heading towards the bridge. Actually, my goodness me, that's going right back a very long way, actually, way back, almost up to Bellhouse Woods Country Park, if you know where that is. It's a very long distance now, so just beware of all of that if you happen to be on the motorway or going in that direction. The A12 itself, there's quite some built up around the area around sort of like towards South Weald, and that area where the A12 goes passes through there. That is now got some traffic on it as well. The further up around by Hoe Green is easier than it was earlier on, which is good. And up around Great Baddow, that's easier as well. Centre of Chelmsford, it's busy, but again, not as busy as it was an hour ago, which is good. So we'll give you another travel update in an hour's time. And of course, if anything comes in, we'll let you know all about it. So chatting here with Catherine about Kids Inspire. And Catherine, you've got a story that you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, this is just an example of the kind of family that we've received nomination for the Christmas appeal. Obviously, the names have been changed to protect their privacy. So Alfie lives with his mum, a single parent, and his four siblings. The family have experienced significant domestic abuse and have had to flee on several occasions. Court orders are in place, and it is known that Alfie and his siblings have been present when the abuse has taken place. As a result, they are direct witnesses, and the impact of that is still being realised. Alfie's school have worked to support the children and the family with emotional well-being, They have also supported Alfie's mum to help to keep her children safe as they move forward. Strong working relationships have been forged by the pastoral team at school, and the gifts from Kids Inspire's Christmas appeal will play a part in giving Alfie, his siblings and his mum the Christmas they deserved after a difficult few years.
Well, thank you very much for that. That makes it very real in terms of all of the things here. So, Catherine, if anybody has been inspired and thinks of this, yes, we would really like to support this and be involved again. Can you just remind us of how they can do that?
Yes, please go to the Kids Inspire website where you'll find full information. The address is www.kidsinspire.org.uk, or you can call Kids Inspire. The telephone number is 01245 348 707, 01245 348 707, and my colleagues will be happy to tell you about how you can get involved.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Thank you for your time here this afternoon, and clearly you're going to be very busy, aren't you?
It's a very busy time at Kids Inspire, but it's a very exciting time. Lots of gifts arriving, lots of volunteers wrapping in their Christmas jumpers. It's an exciting time.
Any idea how many numbers of volunteers that might be?
We have groups coming from companies, and we've had individual volunteers as well. So. It could be at least 50, probably as many as 100 people coming into
marvellous.
That.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And that's really good for just to know that number of people wanting to be engaged and involved as well.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, thank you for your time here this afternoon. And Tim, thank you for your time here as well. It's much appreciated. We've got 25 minutes or so left of the show. So we'll be doing the vintage chart back from this week in 1988 fairly soon. But taking us in that general direction, this is Eleanor Avery and Looking at You Now.
It's like a firework show. Look in your eyes. There's a lover and deeper stories intertwined. I can feel myself falling. I can feel myself falling. Trying to find my crown. Can make these moments last. But I've never felt so safe. Your name inside.
Avery, and Looking At You Now. And that song was actually crowdfunded, and that's how it was all managed to be released as a local singer there, Eleanor. Lots and lots of things happening, of course, across this weekend. Saturday, the 2nd of December, there's a charity fun day happening at Harrit and Sons, Green Acres Lane in Stock. Charity fun run day taking place from 9:30 to 3 p.m, raising money for St. Luke's Hospice. Come and see live reindeer, Father Christmas, Sky Chase and Marshall from Paw Patrol. Also, there's an evening of Christmas music and carols organised by Hutton and Shenfield Union Church. That's at Roundwood Avenue in Shenfield. The Brentwood Choral Society present their annual Christmas event and will be joined by Bluebird's Christmas Choir and the BC's Ensemble. The conductor is Arthur, and the accompanist is Dominic. The event starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are £12, under 12s are £6, and this includes refreshments, and there's a wider programme of events and activities happening as well. At the Chelmsford Cathedral tomorrow, the Christmas market takes place. This is from 9 o'clock through until 3. The perfect place to pick up some unique Christmas presents. The cathedral will be full with fantastic local craft and gift stalls. Freshly made refreshments, including mince pies, snacks and light lunches, will be on offer throughout the day, and you'll also be treated to live entertainment from some brilliant musicians while you shop. And also the Christmas Bazaar for Ingatestone Parish Church, St. Edmund and St. Mary Parish Church. That's happening at the Community Club in Ingatestone between 10 and or 12 tomorrow. So do check out one of those things. It's that time of year now, isn't it? There's so many things going on, but it's good to be involved, and it's good to go along to something to make yourself feel really Christmassy. We need to be doing this. So let's have a look at the chart for this week. And this is back in 1988. At number 20, I Like What You're Doing For Me from Young & Co. 19, Passion from Rod Stewart. 18, Ace of Spades from Motorhead. And 17, Rock and Roll Ain't No Noise Pollution from AC/DC. At 16, There's No One Quite Like Grandma, St. Winifred's School Choir. 15, Stop the Cavalry, Jonah Louie. 14, Woman in Love from Barbara Streisand. And 13, It's I'm Coming Out, Diana Ross. At 12, David Bowie with Fashion. And at 11, The Earth Dies Screaming from UB40. At 10, Just Like Starting Over, John Lennon. 9, Do You Love Me, Eddie Grant. 8, Celebration, Kool and the Gang. At 6, Stephanie Mills, Never Knew Love Like This Before. And at 5, I Could Be So Good For You, that's Dennis Waterman. That's at 6, sorry. Number 5, however, is, to cut a long story short, Spandau Ballet. At 4, it's Madness with Embarrassments. At 3, the Boomtown Rats with Banana Republic. At number 2, Blondie with The Tide Is on the High. Number 1 this week, it's ABBA with Super Trooper. We're going to go down to number 2 for Blondie. This is the number 1 in the UK, also in the USA and in 2 more countries as well. Top 10 in 9 more countries on top of that. A million seller in the USA and half a million seller in the UK.
Remember this golden classic.
they're teasing me back. But it's the way you do the things you do to me. I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh no. Tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm gonna be your number one.
And the tide is high. We'll be back with the chart from 1988 in a moment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, don't forget too, when we're thinking about things about how you can help people at the moment, still local food banks unquestionably need your help at this time. The Brentwood Food Bank are looking for all kinds of items for their Christmas collections this year. All the things you can imagine are on there. So there's mince pies and Christmas puddings, sweets, tinned salmon, tinned ham, corned beef, etc. You can find more information about that, of course, on their website. And let's not forget the Daily Bread Cafe down in Hutton, where they have their Christmas hamper appeal for 2023. All hampers there can be delivered to St. Peter's Church in Hutton. But you can find out more about all of that from their website and on the Facebook page. They distributed 300 hampers last year across their community, and as we heard from Catherine from Kids Inspire, there seems to be more need for this kind of things this year than in last year. Let's go back to the chart from 1988. Number four, it was Madness with Embarrassments. This was Netherlands number two. Number four was the highest it reached in the UK, and come from the album Absolutely, which was a UK and a Netherlands number two. Who knew the Madness were a big band in the Netherlands? You know now.
Received a letter just the other day. Don't seem to want to know you no more. Lay it down, giving you the score. You're not to come see us no more. Keep away from our door. Don't come round here no more. What on earth did you do that for? All on, she don't wanna know. She says, what will the neighbours think? They'll think we don't. That's what they'll think. We don't, but I will, 'cause I know that. Disgrace to the human race. He says, how can you show your face when you're disgraced to the human race? That you have booked was an intention that was overlooked. They say stay away, don't want you home today. Keep away from our door. Don't come round here no more. Our dad don't wanna know. He says this is a serious matter. Too late to reconsider. No one's gonna wanna know. She don't wanna know. She says, I'm feeling twice as old. She said, thought she had her head on her shoulder. 'Cause I'm feeling twice as old. I'm feeling twice as old.
Madness, number four this week in 1988. At number five, it was the debut single from Spandau Ballet. Number five was the highest that it reached. It was a number nine in Ireland and top 20 in Australia and in Spain. We're talking about, to cut a long story short. And cut a long story short, Joe be with you after the 3 o'clock news, and thank you very much for your company this afternoon. Thanks to Tim for coming in, and also for Catherine, Tim talking to us about Advent, and Catherine about Kids Inspire. I'll be back next week talking to Carol, who is a local author, about her new book and how they went through the process of self-publication. Taking us out today, this is Hank Marvin. We had him recently as one of the birthday people, and I thought I'd show you what Hank Marvin's up to these days. This is a 2015 release in Australia, and this is Django's Castle, because he plays in a jazz group. Good afternoon. Have a great weekend.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.